Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Fitness Forum. We are a weekly broadcast show devoted towards everything fitness. I am Michael Lewis, your host for the show. Unfortunately, we had to take a break last week. We were at the Ohio State Wrestling Tournament in Columbus, Ohio, involved in wrestling. I'm proud to say that my son placed seventh in the state. But unfortunately, we weren't able to get to the show just with some complications and scheduling conflicts. But again, you know, our show here highlights the fitness world through conversation, professional expert guest interviews and commentaries. For our callers, we're developing a great fan base. We do appreciate that. Please feel free to call or even send us a text or chat message if you have any questions for either myself or my guest. Our number is 917-889-8037. That's 917-889-8037. And today we have a very special guest. My show today is about a female bodybuilding, powerlifting, personal training, and diet programs. My guest is Dusty Dixon, and I will introduce her here in just a second. Dusty is really a top athlete and is competitive in both powerlifting, bodybuilding, in addition to training and developing different training programs for people and also for helping out others. So a very qualified and unique guest I'm looking forward to speaking with. So, and again, normally we're on in the evenings. Today, again, a little bit because of some scheduling conflicts, we are broadcasting live today a little bit earlier. But thanks for joining us, Dusty. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Okay, doing good. Well, appreciate you taking time out today during a busy schedule, and I know you're doing a lot of training to talk with us today for just a little bit. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what your fitness background is?
Well, it had all started. I grew up kind of rough, and I used to get in a lot of trouble and everything, and I had actually went to prison for a while, and that is where I had found the gym and actually the love of my life. So after I had got out, I just kept up with my training, and that kept me straight, sober, and got my life back on track. And ever since then, I've just never quit. So I got into competing. I have done 4 figure shows. I placed 3rd in my first one, 4th in my second. And then back in June, I did Dayton and placed 2nd in open and 4th in novice in that.
Wow, fantastic.
Then I got into powerlifting. And come up there and actually had the pleasure of meeting your whole team up there, which was an awesome experience, and did 165 up there. So now in May, I will be doing my first push-pull at IWT up in Stanton, Kentucky. Have an awesome coach up there that is helping me train for this one. So I'm hoping to do some big numbers up there, and then he's also going to help me train for the Worlds in November of this year.
Great. And where's the World at? Where the World
is
in Indiana? Oh, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, it's in Indiana. So I'll qualify actually at his gym. It's just a little hardcore powerlifting gym. Nothing fancy, but that's what I like is the hardcore raw of it.
Sure. Fantastic. And how did you become interested in being kind of a crossover athlete, which is unique? I follow you. I watch your progress, continual progress, and likewise, we had the pleasure of training together and competing together, and I think that I find your the passion for being an athlete and being a competitor is really to be admired. But how did you come into that crossover? Because that's some people do that, but not to the success that you're having. How did you get into both? I mean, the crossover from bodybuilding into powerlifting.
I just like going hard and heavy, and figure just wasn't wasn't doing it for me, just only the bodybuilding. Like I said, I've always lived kind of rough, and I've got three older brothers, and I have two younger stepbrothers, so I've had nothing but boys around me. So I just like everything rough and hard, and I like training at hardcore gyms, and just started meeting a few power lifters here and there. When I come up here and lifted with you all, that was actually the first time I had lifted with that many power lifters, and it just pumped me up. And then Strong Bear, the guy that is actually training me now up in Stanton, he had found me on Facebook, and I went up there and loved his gym. And now I go up there. I travel 2 hours twice a week to go to Stanton, Kentucky, to be trained by him. And it's
wow.
just, it's amazing. It's just a totally different sport. Powerlifting is just kind of, it's family-oriented, kind of, and it's very positive. And that's
yes,
what I really,
right.
really love about it.
Good. It's funny you said that. I think that's what really keeps me coming back to the competitions as well. And again, I don't feel that I've ever had to compete against somebody else. Just like you saw at our competition, everybody is rooting for each other, and you know, and the commitment, dedication for you driving 2 hours, you know, a couple of days a week is you know says it all, really. And again, you know that it is a sport that. You know, is family oriented and based in just really some good quality individuals that, again, kind of are just, you know, throwing some weights around and you know, getting after it on a regular basis. So I think that it is difficult. It's not for everybody, but for those, you know, for those of us that love it, you can't really put anything else, you know, in front of it. It's fantastic. So what is this gym that you're training at then between two gyms now, or how does that work?
Yes, I train at For You Fitness also in Grayson, Kentucky. And then I actually do some Butts and Guts classes out there. So, of course, I can't travel to Stanton, which is 2 hours away from me there and 2 hours back, you know, 3 and 4 times a week. So I just go up there because I'm only doing benching and deadlifts in the competition. So I go up there and work with him on those days, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I just do the rest of my training out there at For You Fitness where I do classes and stuff like that because that gym, For You Fitness, it's not based around power lifters or anything like that. You know, they have a lot of cardio. They do have some awesome machines and stuff out there, too, to help you lose weight, you know, and get yourself a little bit in shape. But, again, I like really hardcore stuff. So and there's not a lot of that right here around me.
Okay.
So I just traveled to both, and they both are very supportive. For You Fitness is actually going to sponsor me in my competitions this year. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Sure is, definitely. Good. And what are some of your training programs now that you're doing as far as your training other people? What are some of those classes that you're doing, and how many typical students or clients do you have in each of your sessions and classes?
Well, we were doing the Fit Camp, and that's a little bit harder than the Butts of Guts. It was actually an hour long. So that one wasn't picking up real well, so we're going to try it again in the summer to where we can do it outside. I actually just started the Butts and Guts, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it's kicking off pretty well. I think I'm just on my third class, and we've already got 7 girls signed up for that, a few of them's out of town, so we've got about 8, 9 when they can all show up. So that one's doing really well.
Great.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just do personal training out there too. So any of my girls that, you know, want one-on-one training, I also do that for them out there. I also go to people's houses and do boot camp style stuff for their offices and train people. So I kind of just travel around everywhere and train.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. And I know you're doing a great, because I do follow you, you're doing a great job with marketing and getting getting the word out there. So that's fantastic. As far as the competition that you came up in Ohio with, I recall you took first place, and that was your first competition, which is that doesn't really happen that often. So again, we're proud of you, and I know you did a great job, and it looks like you're continuing on that path. What are some of your routines as far as preparation for competition? What are your workout routines, current training sessions like now?
Well, now I'm only training 3 to 4 days a week since I'm training for this this power lifting, because as you know, you have to recuperate and you can't train 5, 6, 7 days a week for these. So Tuesdays I go up to Stanton and I'll do chest and shoulders up there, and we usually go pretty heavy. Then I will wait and do deadlifts on Thursdays up there, and I usually throw some, we'll do the whole back up there, and then we'll do some biceps and stuff up there, and then I'll do legs down here for U Fitness, usually around Saturday or so, so I can give myself some recuperating time. But right now, that's about the extent of my my training, just so I can recover. I've been watching what I eat so I can drop a few more pounds before the meet, so I can try to bench heavier. I stacked on a little bit of weight for the powerlifting over the winter.
Right. Okay, good. And that is in May. Is that the next generation, or is that in June? That's in June, right?
No, that's in May. May 9th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to actually try to come. Okay, yeah, I'm actually going to try to come, I think, and compete in that as well. I've been training. I'm not sure if I'm quite up to where I should be, but I think I'll probably be joining you and your team with that as well. So hope to be able to be there to compete, or at least to cheer you on. What type of goals do you have set then for yourself, with the powerlifting? And do you think you'll ever go back into doing bodybuilding?
I do. I still want to do the bodybuilding, but as I said before, figure is just not hardcore enough for me. So I'm actually wanting to jump up to physique. So the powerlifting is only going to help me build more muscle to jump up to physique.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah. So I'm not really sure. I was going to try to do a show in June right after the powerlifting, but it's not quite working out right now like that for me. So I'm not sure when I'm going to get a show in, but I have to work it around my powerlifting this year because I need to focus. That's my main focus, because I want to get that world record in November. So maybe sometime in the summer I'll be ready for a show. But if not, I can always do a show next year.
It is priorities, and again, you're looking and you're on path and track for setting world records. That's huge. Regardless, if it's powerlifting or if it's bodybuilding, I mean, preparation, for shows or for competitions, really takes just months. I mean, every year I plan, by quarterly of where I should be and what I need to be doing. But, it takes hardcore training and dieting, and it's a journey that a lot of people, that don't understand or would never even consider. But, I think applying these principles of heavy weightlifting and proper diet, enough rest, to, like you mentioned about not overtraining, in addition to cardio, there's just so much that goes on in preparation for competitions and shows. That it is a commitment, it is such a dedication, and it becomes a lifestyle, it becomes a habit, which is a good thing. Can you tell us a little bit about the Project Kids 10 program? I know you're partnered with and how you've incorporated the Project 10 into your, diet plan.
Yeah, I eat when I'm, for the powerlifting, I eat 8 to 9 meals a day, and I actually use 2 of these for my extra meals for those. And then when I'm leaning out, I actually take 2 of my regular meals away. but it's a health challenge. I promote to help people lose weight or get fit, and every 10 pounds gained or lost, Vi donates 90 meals to kids who need to lose weight or need better nutrition. To date, we have donated company-wide over 5 million meals. In my local area, we have donated over 1 million meals by helping people get healthy. And thanks to Brad Ashworth out there at 4U Fitness in Grayson, we were in with the world's largest simultaneous workout. We had 11 countries involved in that. And just at that gym alone, we had 1,260 meals donated in one day just by people participating to get fit and healthy.
Really? Wow.
Yes. It's an awesome program. To give back
to kids. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That's fantastic. A lot of people aren't familiar. I know we had a brief conversation about that, but very intriguing. And again, you mentioned earlier about kind of family-oriented and helping other people, and this is exactly what it's about. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That's definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's basically a pay-it-forward program that we have. We do challenge groups too every week. Nothing too complicated, nothing too hard, just to try to get people to come out, learn about nutrition, learn how to get fit. But we'll do like walking groups, and we do it all over the states. Just different people, just regular people. It doesn't have to be somebody that's powerlifting, bodybuilding, or training. It can be just a regular person. Get a challenge group together, try to help people get healthy. And again, every 10 pounds gained or lost, Vi will donate 90 meals to underprivileged kids. We're going to try to get the backpack program out there in Grayson. We'll try to get them in on it. So I'm going to start trying to raise money for the backpack program out there. And then Vi will be donating meals to them out there too for the backpack program for the summer, because kids during the summer, they don't get the nutrition as they would while they're during school, because some kids, they're underprivileged, so in the summer they don't get to eat as much. And at least at school, they get two meals a day, so the backpack program kind of helps feed them in the summer.
Oh, great. Now, is this just for, like, gym communities, or is it open for anybody to participate in? And how does that work?
No, it's open to anybody and everybody that either want to get fit, lose weight. If they want to know more, they can email me at 33dustydixon@gmail.com, or they can go to dustydixon.bodybyvi.com, and that's V-I. And they can learn more about it like that. Or they could always call my phone, and it's 740-352-5617, and I would be more than happy to give them a ton of information on it.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. And we do applaud all your efforts for a greater cause. And again, thinking beyond ourselves and helping others, and certainly for nourishment of children is definitely a well-worthy cause. People are getting in shape and doing something positive, for themselves as well. Is there a website also, did you say, that to go to? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's dustydixon.bodybyvi.com.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah, and that's
so anybody
that's VI for the Vi.
Oh, okay. Okay, fantastic. Good. Anything else about that endeavor? Because, again, we have plenty of time to elaborate a little bit more, or some of the success with that, if you want to talk about it. And also, can you tell us a little bit about the Guinness Book of Record day that you had then? I know you just kind of brought that up, but, I think I find that pretty intriguing as well.
Yeah, we had, when we had did the simultaneous workout, and we had the 11 countries involved, they had actually put us in the Guinness Book of World Records for breaking that. I can't remember. I don't have right in front of me how many people were involved worldwide with that. But it was just a thing that Vi does every year They'll either do a thing where they dance once a year or just something to get the community to have them to have fun, to get involved, to give back to kids. So we had just did where we all had just walked at noon. Some people were doing jumping jacks at noon. You could just do whatever you wanted to. And then Guinness Book of World Records actually put that in there after we had got the count of all the people. So we had set that record then. And for you, fitness just let us do it out there. But, again, just regular people can get in on this, and they can have walking groups, just invite friends or just local people, anybody. Some people do mall walks to get people involved with this right here and let them know about it, let them taste the product.
How does that? How do the products work then? I mean, what's the basis behind that as well?
Well, we like to, we have different kits, and we like to replace two meals with two unhealthy meals, basically. So it's a meal replacement. So you would do a shake in the morning, a healthy snack, a shake in the evening, and then another healthy snack, and eat whatever you want for dinner, as long as it's portion control, because we don't try to change everything about people's diets, because the world's not going to eat like a bodybuilder. So if you try to change everything about their diet, they're not going to stick with it. These shakes, you can make them taste awesome.
Great. Now, does that come with a program, a nutritional guide, and different things like that too, or different menus, or is that something that is up to the individual that is going to take that?
Well, again, we have different kits, so it just depends on the person's goal. And if they go to the website that I have, so the DustyDixon.BodyByVi.com, they can watch a 10-minute video on there, and that tells them about all the different kits. We are trying to become the largest fast food healthy product that there is, because people are on the go. They don't have time to cook. So we have cookies, protein cookies. We have, the shakes. We have Vi Bites. We have Neon, actually, that is coming out next month, and it's a natural energy drink. So we have a lot of natural products coming out. We have 50 more, I think, that are going to be coming out. I'm not exactly sure when all of that will be coming out, but we have some more products coming out, too. So we have healthy snacks on there, the protein cookies. We have the shakes. There's vitamins. So there's a lot of stuff if they would go to the website and wanted to check it out.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I wasn't aware of all the things that are out there that you do, and that's really a lot to be commended for, and a lot of good work that you're doing, not only in the gym, but in the community as well. That's fantastic. What are some of the real effective fitness programs that are out there today? What are some of the things in conjunction then with the diet? What do you find as far as your personal training or your group classes? What do people want nowadays as far as getting more healthy? Are they into the weights? Are they into doing like Zumba? Or what are some of the people that you're training? What are they looking for fitness-wise programs?
Everybody has their own thing. Not everybody likes to train hardcore like I do, and I have to remind myself when I'm training some of my clients that I can't train them I train, because
the
they don't come back. I want to beat them down, and I want them to bench 200 pounds, and the world don't want to do that. So I've had to tone the real me down. And I'm trying to get people to understand that they don't have to do hours and hours and hours of cardio, because that's what a lot of people, it seems like here, I don't know if they do that there where you're at, but they want to do hours of cardio a day, and that's not needed. So I'm trying to get my girls to understand that lifting weights isn't going to make you big and bulky or look like a man. And that's the problem mm-hmm. that I run into with women, because they think they're mm-hmm. going to get big, bulky, look like a man, so they need to do hours of cardio or only lift 5 pound weights. So,
right.
But I'm starting to get my clients to see, but again, they want something fast for diet. They don't have time. They're not going to meal prep like I do every day. You know, my life is centered around lifting, and that's my number one priority is lifting and diet. So Vi gives them a better alternative as opposed to going through the McDonald's drive-thru, which is also quick, too. So that's what we're trying to incorporate into their diets, the ones that are open to it. So it's just, you know, it just depends on their goal and what they want to look like on how their training goes.
Exactly. Good. Well, I think that, you know, that, like you said, meal preparation and planning ahead for your long-term and short-term goals and just weekly and daily and weekly weight programs. I mean, it really is, there's a lot of planning and effort to it. And I think that planning development is really critical to get on the stage, you know, and to be able to compete and, again, to take home the hardware. I think regardless of the level, you know, game plan is an absolute, you know, and getting ready and being prepared. But it is a big commitment that some people, again, aren't willing to do, which I think we understand. But the healthy lifestyle as well is a commitment, you know, and it takes planning as opposed to, instead of going out and grabbing a sandwich at McDonald's, it's okay to take an apple and maybe a banana or some fruit, you know. So it's kind of changing the mindset, really, I think, with people. And I know you're doing a great job with that. And it is a lot of, hard work and effort on everybody's part, I suppose. We've covered a lot here today. Unfortunately, we're coming to an end. Do you have anything that you want to kind of wrap up with? I think we could talk for days about things, but the half hour goes by pretty quick.
Yes, it does. Just if you are in the Grayson area, take a look at 4U Fitness. You would love that gym. Take a look at some of my classes. Or if you're in the Stanton, Jackson area, look up IWT. You won't regret it if you want a poor gym to train at.
Great. Well, listen, I'm hoping to come down and visit you and compete with you again as well. It was a pleasure back in September when we competed, so I'm hoping to see you in the next month or two. But, maybe midsummer, you can come back on my show and we can talk about some of your new accomplishments. But, again, you're quite a person. You're doing a lot of great things, not only in your community and in our communities, but also in the gym. And again, you have a great focus and great determination for the fitness cause. So we greatly appreciate you coming on tonight, or today, I'm sorry. But we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. What a great show. And again, we're broadcasting early and the day late today, but we appreciate Dusty coming on. Again, quite an individual. She's doing a great job. And we certainly also appreciate the listener base. Next, we're going to get back on track this coming week, Thursday, March 26th. We have a very special guest and a good friend of mine, Dave Morgan. Dave is a veteran wrestling coach. He's a power lifter and an athlete. Dave still competes, but he also focuses in on training youth in strength training. So I really can't wait to talk with Dave. And again, that's going to be a great show, just like all of our shows. But we appreciate your listening. And excuse me, have a great day today, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.